Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What's up, everybody? Aaron Kendall here, and I'm coming to you today happily with the celebration with my good friend and colleague, Jesse Dubell, because we have some awesome news to share. In a major victory that was announced this morning, the Supreme Court of the United States declined to hear arguments from landowners in New Mexico that claimed a recent New Mexico Supreme Court ruling was violating some kind of their right, and that the public did not have rights to access rivers and streams that flow over private property. And today, we found out what exactly, Jesse. First, I should say hello. What did we find out today? What are we celebrating?
Well, what we're celebrating today, Aaron, is a decision by the Supreme Court of the United States not to hear an appeal by the landowners in New Mexico who have purported that they have the right to privatize sections of water where they cross private lands. The Constitution of the state of New Mexico is very clear that the water in New Mexico belongs to the public and the public has a right to recreate in those waters. But the New Mexico State Game Commission used to have a rule on the books that was called the non-navigable certificate rule, which would allow a landowner to apply for a certificate, and if granted, would then allow them to post no trespassing signs on waterways that cross private land and put fencing and other obstructions across those waterways. So the New Mexico Wildlife Federation recognized that that Game Commission rule was a direct violation of our constitutional rights to recreate our public waters. So back in 2019, when we got our new Game Commission after our current governor was elected, the Federation, the New Mexico Wildlife Federation, started working with the commission to revisit that rule. And we were making great progress. The commission looked as though, under the leadership of then Chair Joanna Prukop, looked as though they were going to open up that rule and either amend it, eliminate it, or make some change to it so that it would be consistent with the Constitution. Unfortunately, before the commission was able to do that, the governor removed Joanna as chair of the commission, and then later removed the vice chair, Jeremy Vesbach. And so the Wildlife Federation had no choice but to pursue legal action. And in March of 2020, we filed a case with the New Mexico State Supreme Court claiming that this rule, this Game Commission rule, was a constitutional violation. And the court decided, in fact, that it was unconstitutional and that those certificates that had been issued previously, there had been five non-navigable certificates issued. The New Mexico State Supreme Court said those certificates are invalid. They are void. And two of the landowners that had some of those certificates and had essentially, you know, air quotes here, but private sections of river crossing their private land, they petitioned the Supreme Court of the United States to hear the case in hopes that the U.S. Supreme Court might overturn the decision made by the New Mexico State Supreme Court. And so what we learned today, February 27th, 2023, is that the United States Supreme Court denied the petition. They will not hear the case. So the New Mexico State Supreme Court decision stands, and public access to recreate in public waters in New Mexico is law of the land, and that's permanent.
That's awesome, man. And it's a victory for all the regular Joes and Janes out here who are just trying to go fish or raft or recreate, you know, on the river in a place that, you know, really I think most of us believe is hard to claim ownership of, right? The bottom of a river or the waters that flow over it. And I appreciate you gave an awesome synopsis there. And I should say, you know, the thing that happened with the New Mexico Supreme Court, they issued their decision on September 1, and they reaffirmed that right, like you said. And I thought there was two really cool quotes about this. One was from them that said, "We hold that the public has the right to recreate and fish in public waters, and that this right includes the privilege to do such acts as are reasonably necessary to affect the enjoyment of such right." That was the New Mexico Supreme Court stating in its unanimous opinion. And then I really liked your lawyer, too, coming out today and saying it preserved the New Mexico Supreme Court's ruling affirming the public's constitutional right to use our rivers for recreation, and this should hopefully put an end to efforts by a fortunate few to privatize New Mexico's rivers. And that, to me, is what I hope we see going forth in the future, privatizing, you know, water, lands, wildlife for the certain few when it's not actually constitutional.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Aaron. And I'm glad you pointed that out because it's important to recognize this ruling doesn't change anything. It just confirms what the Constitution has always said, which is the waters in New Mexico. And now this is where it gets really important. The waters in New Mexico, both perennial and torrential, are public, and the public has a right to recreate in public waters. So the words are super important here. And so there was a lot of debate and discussion leading up to the Supreme Court decision. Well, wait a minute, what about this word torrential? You're saying torrential waters are public. And so then some folks would try to interpret that in different ways and say, well, that means I could walk up a dry arroyo because that's a torrential waterway. But what the Constitution says is the waters are public. So presumably if we'd had, you know, a flood, for example, if there was during the monsoon rains and arroyo was flowing and that water was floatable, for example, a person, sure, they could raft down it. But if it's a dry arroyo, water is absent, and it says the waters are public. So this decision is tied directly to water. And what you also said that's really important, that the public has a right to incidental trespass as necessary as they engage in that public recreation. In some states, there's concern like, well, the water's public, but you can't wade on the stream bed. You know, you can't walk on the stream bed or put an anchor down, for example, if you're boating. In New Mexico, that's not the case. Incidental trespass is allowed as necessary to recreate in our public waters. So during the Supreme Court hearing, the New Mexico State Supreme Court hearing, one of the Supreme Court justices made it very clear that wading and wade fishing up and down a waterway is absolutely allowable. The statement that she said was something to the effect of, unless you can teach me how I can walk on top of water while I'm fly fishing, then the public has a right to wade in the waterway. So if I'm a boater and I come across an obstacle in the water, a fallen cottonwood tree, for example, and I need to portage around that obstacle, incidental trespass is allowable as necessary to publicly recreate in these public waters. So this is a historic decision, and this is going to benefit New Mexicans for generations to come. And I'm so thrilled with the work of our entire legal team, who worked tirelessly for years to help us achieve this outcome. And as you mentioned at the start of the conversation, Aaron, today is a day for celebration.
Yeah, man, huge victory. I congratulate you. It's more than a decade plus in the making. You mentioned some names of some folks that worked on it even years ago. And now here a few years or a couple years after you guys originally, you know, registered this with the Supreme Court, you're seeing the victory. And I think it's a victory for just public lands and waters and the ability to access them. We hear all the time, the number one reason people have, you know, stopped getting outdoors and hunting and fishing and doing those kinds of things is because they often don't have some place to go. And so you effectively helped them have some place to go. So just good on you, and just congratulations, and thank you, man.
Yeah, well, thank you, Aaron. And thanks to the National Wildlife Federation for all of their support over this multi-year process that we've been involved in to get to this point. I also want to mention, just for clarity's sake, that we have the right to use the waterway, but it has to be accessed publicly. In other words, a person cannot trespass across private land to get into the waterway. A person cannot trespass across private land to get out of the waterway. So as public recreationists across New Mexico enjoy our public waters, it's critical that they're also excellent stewards of the land and excellent neighbors to those private landowners who are affected by this decision. Let's not be mistaken. There people will be affected, and people who have had sections of water that historically did not allow any public access up or down the waterway, now people are going to be in those waters. And I encourage everybody who engages in these activities, whether it's rafting or fishing, to be very respectful of those private landowners. Always leave it better than you found it. If you see a piece of trash, pick it up. I mean, let's really celebrate this decision, celebrate our public waters, and most importantly, take care of them.
Yeah, celebrate it by doing right by it and continuing to improve the relationships. Well, what else, man? Anything? Where are we headed from here? What's next? Are we just content with this, or we're solid that it's going to stay like this, or is there any look into the future that says we're going to continue to battle this?
Well, there's no other legal place for this to go. I mean, this case has now been elevated all the way to the highest court in the country, and the decision's been made, and that's clear. But I do think that there will be a lot of ongoing conversation at the state level. There will be attempts by those who would like to see these waters privatized. There will be attempts to create game commission rules. There will be attempts to create state legislation. And so the public has to stay vigilant. I mean, we have to keep an eye on this issue. We have to continue to advocate for the right for this public access so that at the state level, sideboards that are in conflict with the intent of this decision aren't created. And that's one of the reasons it's so critical that we're good neighbors and build those relationships, as you mentioned, because as long as we have those super solid relationships and as long as people are taking care of our natural resources, then we're in a much better position to advocate for public access without having to hear about how the public is going to damage public resources, things like that.
Awesome messages. Awesome day. Thanks, my man, for sharing this with us and doing the good work, the tireless work to make this happen. You want to leave us with any wise words?
Man, get out there and go fishing. You know, we public lands, public waters, and public wildlife are uniquely American. And regardless of how folks choose to enjoy these things, you know, whether you're a photographer or whether you're an angler or a hunter, get out there and enjoy these collectively owned public natural resources. Take care of them and just be proud of what we have here in America, because there's so many places across the globe that don't have the opportunities we have, and we certainly should not take that for granted.
Wise words to end on. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for joining me, sir.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.